Hello, everybody. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Welcome to my show. On my show, I talk about spirituality more than anything. Because we are spirits, right? Spirits in the material world. I'm not the first person to thought of that. A lot of people say that. Get my computer up here. I've got some things planned for this show. Time's going to go by quickly. Many thanks to BBS Radio for all they do, for the opportunity for me to reach out into internet radio land and talk to I don't know where. I don't care really knowing where people might be listening in from or how many people. It's all the same to me. You know, I'm here looking out on my patio. It's a beautiful 24-acre park here on my backyard. And this time of the day, the sun's going down and it's very hot, but in fact, it's got to be over 100 degrees now. We already had a couple 100-degree days here in San Antonio, and there's going to be a few more. Getting to almost mid-summer, you know, which is around the 6th of August. But anyway, people out there in internet radio land, wherever you may be, listening to my show, listening to BBS Radio, BBS Radio listeners, I know that you're concerned about your spirituality. I am too. Not mentioned it on other shows. The reason we're here on Earth, this isn't our home. And guess where our home is? It's a world of light where the spirit was born. And the spirit thrives. The spirit can live in fire. And where is the source of fire? The light of our solar system. You guessed it. The sun. That's the name of my show. But there are some people that burn in hell, you know. I'm just kind of kidding about that. I mentioned it on my last show. I heard somebody say that to, some program I was watching. Somebody called this guy on the phone because that was the captain of the Indianapolis. Some people, they carry some pretty mean grudges with them. You know, they don't forgive. Forgiveness is loving. You know, loving is forgiveness. If you can forgive somebody, that means you've got a lot of love in your heart. If not, then you're lacking love. But anyway, they called the captain of Indianapolis back in 45 or 46. And one person said to him, I hope you'd burn in hell, because he was responsible for the deaths of all those people that were on board the ship, you know. It went down and shark infested the waters, and you know the story. But the point is, I hope you burn in hell. So how would you do that if your body is dead? Why do people say that? I even think, give it a second thought, you know? Well, actually, because guess what? We have a spirit inside of our bodies. But you knew that. You know that. It's all good. So, some of the things I'm going to talk about today, you know, truth. What I talk about is truth. I'm a very truth-oriented person. Wasn't always that way. When I was young, you know, I did some things that I regret having done. But how old really does a person, a young man or a woman, have to be before they are responsible for all their actions in their lives? And I mentioned this before in other shows. 17 years old, 18, 21. Our parents shape and mold us into who we are. And if you're a mother and father, you know what I'm talking about. You do that with your children. From the time they're born, you change their diapers, you feed them, you monitor their behavior, you punish them when they're guilty of doing something wrong. And so you're shaping and molding your children, just like we were shaped and molded. And I submit to you, actually, because my parents passed away in 99, they were not really and truly responsible for our actions until our parents passed away, because they still have an influence on our lives. That's just my opinion, right? And we're all entitled to our opinions. So Jesus, back in his time, I'm talking about the Jesus that died on the cross, you know, he arrived on the scene, and for his 3-year ministry, he went against the law of Moses. And that was a very difficult thing. Can you imagine the mindset of the people back then, the Pharisees, the Sadducees? They were scribes. They were all oriented towards Moses' law. So Jesus shows up and says, I am the way, the truth, the light, just like I am. I'm joking with you, okay? But you are too. I mean, we all are. I am the truth, the light, and the way. I can say that too. I will also help you to get to the Father and the Mother. Yes, there is a Mother out there. But guess why? Because we live in a universe of mothers and fathers. The universe out there isn't just a father universe. It's a mother and father universe. That's the way it is. It's a yin and a yang, the positive and the negative, the alpha and omega, male and female. But anyway, so you, my friend, also are a co-creator God in the making. You are the truth, the light, and the way also. You can help lead people, just like Jesus said. I think it was misinterpreted back then. You know, they wrote a lot of stuff down. It wasn't verbatim. They had to be inspired. They didn't have God looking over their shoulders. And everything, I mean, even nowadays, when we try to transcribe, put everything down into words, what we see, people see things differently, right? So, in other words, Paul or maybe Peter, when they wrote their parts of the Bible, you couldn't say that was 100% true, everything that happened, logically. They had to interpret some things. So those of you who are logical and rational know what I'm talking about. But my point was that Jesus arrived on the scene with a new kind of truth. And people rejected him. And eventually they crucified him, but they said to him that they were going to kill him. And he was confronted all the time with people who were trying to kill him. Why? And he told them, you tried to kill me because I'm telling you the truth. Isn't that the way it is? People will kill you over religion, their religious beliefs. So it's kind of like the kind of discrimination, a form of discrimination, really. Because if people were really secure with their faith, really knew that it was the truth, deep down inside, internal, then they wouldn't need to have that desire to impress it upon other people, if you know what I mean, to convert them. I mean, it's a good thing to teach people what you know, but when you start telling people this is the way it is, and no matter what you say, I'm telling you, you have to listen to me. And that's what I do right now. I'm a very open-minded person, but I do think outside the box. And I'm always willing to listen to someone's opinion. But if we get into a conversation and I don't agree, then I need some facts. I need logic. I need rationale. So anyway, truth is what my show is about, the spirit, universal truth. There's so many religions, you have to admit, so many religions in the world, each one professing the truth. That can't be. It can only be one truth. Some say that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, who are we? Are we not the sons and daughters of God also? So I take it literally. The Son of God, Jesus, John 3:16. So God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Begotten, now, that's a word that is a little bit contentious. It'd be capable of being misinterpreted. And my point is, we are all sons and daughters of the Mother and Father God in heaven. Not just Jesus. Jesus was a highly advanced soul who arrived here with the knowledge on how to perform all his miracles. And he knew he was going to die because why? He was going to be resurrected. And so that was the ultimate miracle. But if he hadn't done those miracles, other miracles, walking on the water, feeding the people in the Sermon on the Mount, 5,000 people, raising Lazarus from the dead, turning water into wine, calming the sea, walking on the water, healing the blind people, healing the paralyzed people, healing the lepers. If he hadn't done that, people would have just said, you know what, he's just another prophet. But they called him Son of God because he did those miracles. But guess what? I'm a Son of God too, and I take it personally that you just call him only. But logically, I can debate that issue with anybody by simply saying Jesus taught us to pray, and if you believe some parts of the Bible, you know that on the Sermon on the Mount, he taught us how to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. Well, hello, what happened to the only Son right there, Our Father? Boom! Jordan fades back, shoots. Swish. Game over. But actually, he should have said, Our Mother and Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Because, as I mentioned, we live in a universe of mothers and fathers, not just fathers. That paternal, traditional, dominating, intimidating way of thinking was for the benefit of the church back in the early days to maintain their control of people, their power, and of course money. And you know how women have been mistreated over the years until just recently. It was back in the 1920s, I think, when they first got the opportunity to vote. And you know, the women's liberation movement's been coming up throughout the years, you know, towards the end of last century. There were some awesome strides made for equality with women. Hello. It'd be nice to have a woman president. I voted for Hillary, by the way. And I'm not one of those people that trashes other people. You listen to the news stations, I like to say positive things, but I do notice that some people on these news stations, they're very unkind with their rhetoric. It's back and forth, right? Mr. Trump says something, they counter. He fights fire with fire. And so it's just on and on. Oh, guess what Mr. Trump did now? Oh, he did this, he said that. And I don't agree with everything Mr. Trump says. You know, I don't think you should call people names. But he's kind of like been put into a corner, you know, like a cornered wild animal. You know, I mean, first it was a Russian collusion hoax, they say. I believe it was, personally, in my opinion. The impeachment, you know, there in abuse of power, and what was the other article of impeachment? I forget. But anyway, so here's a man that tried just to make a difference in the beginning. He coined the phrase, make America great again. because I think more than anything, he wanted to stop the world from taking advantage of the United States in trade deals, you know. Him being a billionaire businessman, he seemed like the ideal man for the job. And he was doing things well, some good things. He was doing some good things. Unemployment numbers went down. Jobs were created. And then, of course, the pandemic hit. Who's to blame for that? Some say China, you know. Did you know that China, they say that China was also to blame for the Spanish flu back in 1918? That's where it came from. Of course, China will counter and say, no, it was those U.S. soldiers that came to China. And so it can go back and forth. You know, nothing will be accomplished by blaming them. Fact is, they were hard hit. So, you know, a lot of people died, a lot of cases, right? So I see it goes back and forth, and it happens too. And President Obama was president. Same thing, Republicans, once he got in power, they were at his back, at his throat, saying things. They're all working towards the next election, my friends, coming up just a few short months away. So it's important, and you've heard it before, for you to get out and vote. Vote your conscience. But I was mentioning about a woman president. I think having more female leadership in the world would be a good thing. Yeah, Hillary would have made a good president. I liked her. No matter what people said about her, and I did hear a lot of stuff about her, but I'm the kind of person that goes, you know, hey, what's wrong with you? Stop it. We should be loving each other. Even Jesus, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you know it's the right thing to do. Love thy neighbor. And how do you do that? I'll tell you the key. It's a secret. You promise you won't forget? You ready? Are you ready? You're not going to forget, are you? How to love your neighbor? I'm going to tell you how. You ready? Pray for them. Yes. Prayer. Prayer makes things happen. I've seen it, my friends, over and over and over and over and over again. Prayers that I prayed, I've seen them come true. Now, I'm not asking for $1 million in my prayers. And God probably, other than Father God, would not honor that prayer, grant that request, because money can do weird things to people, you know. You've heard stories of people who win the lottery and their lives are ruined. I mean, it'd be a cool thing, right? I mean, to have $7 million, be able to buy anything you wanted, brand new house, new car. But a lot of people go bankrupt. If you look into those stories, a lot of people that win the lottery, they are bad ending, not a happy ending for a lot of those people. Not everyone. Some people play the cards right. They're wise with how they spend the money they invested. They probably, I think a lot of them go away and hide out, because next thing you know, you got people banging on your door, neighbors, people. They want some of that money, which is understandable. Anyway, excuse me, my shows, I do change subjects quickly. And if I lose my way and don't get back to what I was talking about before, I apologize. There's so much to talk about in 1 hour. It's really not a lot of time. So going back to what I was saying, though, about a mother God, and I've talked about this on other shows, there's two main types of logic that I have to defend that. You can also look at a video I've got on YouTube, The Rationale for a Mother God, Blake Ruby. Check it out. It's about a 7-minute video. Me, without my shirt on here in the patio, which I don't have on right now because it's hot. But you know what? Heat doesn't bother me. I like fresh air and sunshine, and I got plenty of it here. And it keeps me healthy, you know, because we live in an oxygen-depraved society. I mean, you go from our houses to our cars. Hello, don't you know that you need oxygen in your body? Yes. you're not a spirit, but totally a spirit right now. I know you were born, you're here on Earth, but you need oxygen and nitrogen. Don't forget your daily recommended amount of oxygen and nitrogen, my friends. I'm just saying, you know these things. I'm just reminding because you're listening to my show, right? So the rationale for Mother God. First thing, we are all children, like we were talking about previously. We are all children of Creator, the Supreme Creator of the universe. Grandchildren, kind of like. So, yes, the Big Bang did happen, and the universe began forming itself, one solar system after another. And then when a certain amount of solar systems coalesced into a group, that was called a galaxy, and then a new galaxy began forming, one solar system after another. But part of that plan by the Supreme Creator, who does not have a face from what I hear, an energy so incomprehensible, so powerful, so intelligent, omniscient to the nth degree, my friends, who created something out of nothing in the Big Bang. You know, everything began materializing because the Supreme Creator had envisioned it and imagined it. And then with the power of the Supreme Creator's will, there was the initial explosion of the Big Bang when everything began forming, and all the suns and the planets and the moons and the animal life and the plant life and the sentient beings, all those forces of the universe. I mentioned it before in another show, four forces of the universe were playing out in accordance with the Supreme Creator's will. Also, the fourth power of the universe is the spirit that's inside of our bodies. God, the Supreme Creator, took an infinitesimal piece of his spirit and put it in each sentient being in the universe. Not only human beings, but those other beings that are out there. Thousands and thousands and thousands. And you've seen some Star Wars, I don't like that name, but the show does have some good things about it. Star Trek, you know, some of those aliens that they paint up or put makeup on. From what I've heard from people who are in the know about this kind of subject, hello, they say that we're not too far away, really, from what some of them look like out there. Some are, the process of evolution is an amazing thing. Think back to Egypt, those dogs that they have standing up with the ears. Animals, yes, animals will eventually evolve. When they do, over a period of hundreds of thousands of years, maybe millions of years, my friends, a dog or a cat will eventually stand up on its hind legs, develop enough intelligence to make its first steps into outer space. And they're out there. The reptilians also, you might have heard about them. Same thing. Through that process of evolution, they become humanoid in structure, so to speak. So, yes, there are many, many, many different types of extraterrestrials out there. You've heard about the grays, the small grays with the gray skin, big dark eyes. And there's many, many variations of their type, too. They're not too tall, but there are some types that are tall. There are light beings. There are even really small. I was reading. Have you ever heard of Dr. Stephen Greer? He's an amazing man. Write that name, last name down, Greer, G-R-E-E-R. He's one of the most intelligent men in the world. Check out one of his videos, please, on YouTube. He is the smartest man, in my opinion, in the world when it comes to extraterrestrial phenomena. And he was talking about, I get these because I signed up to be a part of the Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. That's right, I said the fifth kind. You know, the third kind, I was watching that before I had a nap today, this afternoon. That last part where the mothership comes down and they're trying to communicate with the mothership, and it goes, bomb. Bom, 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 bom. So that's a really cool movie done back in the 70s, right? They were ahead of their time. because we haven't even done that yet, have we? They're out there waiting for us. But you know what? People need proof that they exist. And they're probably thinking to themselves, what is wrong with these human beings? How much proof do they need? And you know, there's a ton out there. Navy pilots, talk to some of them. They see these UFOs, unidentified flying objects, every time they go up in the sky, just about. Especially on the East Coast, you know. You heard about when the Pentagon released those files. Also, the pyramids and the continent of Atlantis, Lemurian, the Pacific Ocean, these civilizations that existed 15, 20, 30,000 years ago, they had anti-gravity technology, electromagnetic anti-gravity technology. They were able to move things. Those blocks on the pyramids. Now, someone with any intelligence would have to realize that you couldn't build one of those pyramids without using some kind of special technology. Manpower with ropes and logs cannot build one of those pyramids. So that's logical, right? But then there's so many other instances of extraterrestrial visitation in our past. Have you heard about the book Chariots of the Gods, Eric von Daniken? Easter Island, the statues that are there, they weigh like 75 tons. You think they moved them like 10 miles on pieces of, on logs and using rope? No. It's logical. We have to use logic to understand things, you know? And you have to believe these people also that have seen UFOs, people who have had encounters with extraterrestrials. Have faith in your fellow human beings, people. I mean, yes, there are the jokesters out there who might do something for fame and fortune, try to make some money, you know, and make some things up. I can easily tell them. Anyway. So, oh my God, talking about YouTube, if you want to know everything about heaven, what it's going to be like, I've got the perfect book. And actually, there's a YouTube video out there that you can watch. It's over an hour. It will tell you everything you wanted to know about heaven. And it behooves us because we will go there one day. We were born, right? And we will die one day, maybe tomorrow, maybe many years down the road. But a wise person prepares for that time. So that when you get there, you will have the advantage of learning about the place. Which is indeed a wise thing to do. Because when we get there, our souls, which are the brain of our spirit, shine like a lamp, a light bulb. And one of the objects of us being here on this planet is to increase the light power, the amperage, if you will, of our souls so that they can shine more than they did when we were first born on this planet. We came from heaven, by the way. We had a pre-existence. And yes, there is an afterlife. We're going there. And so the soul needs to be, how would you put it, needs to be turned up. The light needs to be cultivated by learning about heaven and the nature of our spirit and about the universe we live in. About having faith that the ETs are out there, thinking outside the box, knowing that we're part of an amazing creation, living here in the natural universe, that there is a supreme creator who, in accordance with his or her plan, was to have co-creator gods on the spirit worlds of each solar system, the suns of each solar system, who exist in the spirit, thus the name of my show, the spirits can exist on the sun. And we'll find out one day. You probably come up to me when we're there in heaven in the future and say, I listened to your radio show, and you know what? You told the truth. I didn't really believe you. And I apologize. And I would say, that's okay. You know, it's all good. So our mother and father God and you, our mother and father God are there, and you are a co-creator God in the making, because they, our mother and father God in heaven on the sun, lived a life that, like we're living right now, evolving, developing on planets, different kinds of planets. There's millions of them in the universe, just like this one. Hello. Each one with a different type, a specific kind of learning. Planet Earth, our wonderful world, is indeed a beautiful world with many, many different types of life, a veritable paradise. When you consider how it is in stark contrast to the moon, which is also very beautiful, but it's devoid of life, it's white. Sometimes we can see it and sometimes we can't, but here on Earth, there are over a million types of insects, over 30,000 types of fish, there are over 10,000 types of birds, over 10,000 types of reptiles, 9,000 types of amphibians, 5,000 types of mammals. There's many thousands of types of flowers, trees, fruits, and vegetables. If all that happened by accident, my friends, logically, could it not happen by accident elsewhere in the universe? Logically, yes. That's irrefutable logic. But if there's a creator, we're talking about a mother and father God, who when they create, they merge their spirits, just like the process of reproduction. Two spirits blend, become one, and their thoughts are thought in synchronicity, and they speak the words, and those words, just like in the Bible says, word was with God, that's how things were created, that's how you create, with words. But it takes a male and a female aspect to do that. Isn't that heavy? I learned that from someone else. I'm sharing that with you. And the merging of the spirits, if you want to learn more about it, read Sylvia Brown. She was a very famous psychic medium. And she passed away recently. May God bless her soul. And she's there in the spirit lands, I know. And I'll see her one day. There's so many people there. It's going to be awesome. But as I was saying, on YouTube, there's a video called My Journey to Heaven, 40 Days, Seneca Saudi. Seneca, S-E-N-E-C-A, Saudi, S-O-D-I. It's narrated by this woman. It's very, very plain. It sounds like it's even automated, but like it's not a real human being speaking it. And the video is about, it's an over an hour long, I think, maybe an hour and 40 minutes long. But I can't impress upon you enough just how important it is for us to know where we're going to go, learn about that place, so that when you get there, your soul will shine brighter than other people. There's a little competition reason there for you. I know we're all competitive, but it's not so much about the competition. It's about really why you're here. You're here for your soul to grow and to expand your light, to grow your light. That's a good way of putting it. And so many people are dying nowadays and going to dark places. And that's a shame. It really is, because we need to be talking about the truth. You know, some people don't even think they're going to die. I've heard them. I've seen them. And there's no talk. You just watch television, all the violent movies, the fantasy violence, the news channels. It's very, very, very rare you hear anyone even say the word God. And then you've got all these different organizations that are trying to take God out of schools and state government. Well, I can understand why, but on the other hand, aren't we kind of pushing God away? I mean, God has blessed America. You'd have to admit that. You have to admit that. From its inception, the founding fathers, the Revolutionary War, the creation of the Constitution, all throughout the year. America has become a melting pot, a diversity of people from everywhere around the world, where you can come and discover your dream, live your dream here. You can make millions of dollars. Other countries aren't like that. China, for example, which is the most populated country in the world, they're communists there. Even though capitalism has kind of now become a part of their country, still, they're run by a communist government, and people can't do everything they can do here in the United States. Other countries also, Russia, basically, socialists, the government tells you what to do. Not as much freedom. So America has been blessed, but you don't want our blessings to be taken away, do you? God, the mother and father God, they could take away America's blessings in a heartbeat. I can't impress on you the truth of that. Let me rephrase that. That is so true that they could take away our blessings. We don't want that, do we? No, because we love our United States of America. We love our freedom. We just had Independence Day last week. And by the way, I was planning on singing another couple of songs for you because I am a singer. That's what I do. So I sang three songs last week. I sang God Bless the USA. I'll forget what I sang. But I'm going to grace you. I'm going to hopefully impress you with some more singing today. So let me take a drink of water, and then I'll find some downloads. And then I can continue talking about one thing or another. So how have you been this last week in this COVID-19 environment? I really don't think it's as bad as people make it out to be, you know. You don't want to create hysteria, you know. Some people, the news stations, I don't want to say anything negative, but it seems like we're making this out to be bigger than it is. I know we need to be careful, but heck, if we'd all just worn masks from the beginning and social distance and washed our hands, would it have been necessary really to close everything down? And then our economy, you know, we're going to take a hit. It's coming. There's going to be, people are already impacted by this, you know, the furloughs and the rest are going to be coming. My God, I don't want to go through that. So here's one that I like. I've got about a whole bunch of songs here that I've learned. The reason I learned them is because I was and still am, although the last time was back in February, going to the Wounded Warriors and singing for them there in the Warrior and Family Support Center on Fort Sam Houston. So I would go over there, set up around lunchtime, 11:30. That's usually when they asked me to come when they had a lunch. Sometimes there would be a line from one end of the inside of the building to the other where they were handing out the food. I've been there when they've had 40, 50 people. But usually on the average, there's about 20 people there. And so I set up my equipment and I've learned all these songs geared towards them to help them, encourage them, words of God, love, nature, healing, happiness, joy, how to deal with issues. So anyway, none of my songs are really violent or, you know, I always have a message that I want to impart. And some of the words in just a very few of my songs might be a little bit extreme, so to speak, but overall they're very much geared towards the Wounded Warriors. So here's three right here. Let's begin with Neil Young, Old Man. This was from back in the 70s. And it's a very beautiful song. I like it. I love it. Here it is. So let me get it going here. Thank you. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. I live alone in a paradise that makes me think about you. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get lost, rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. I want to look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Lullabies look in your eyes. Run around the same old town. Doesn't mean that much to me. To mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. And I'm all alone at last. Rolling home to you. Oh man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through. I want to look in my eyes and you can tell that's true. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. That's Neil Young's Oh Man. Forget when that came out back in the 70s. Beautiful song, and he's been a minded for Heart of Gold. That's another one of his songs that I'm familiar with, but I don't know the lyrics. But anyway, I'm going to sing two more songs. One of them is a song by Pablo Cruz, and it's got a good message that love will find a way, no matter what, no matter the situation we're in. And this group, Pablo Cruz, they were pretty big around the late 70s. They had some hits. This was a hit, Love Will Find a Way. Also, I forget the other hit. I was just thinking, It's Time to Find Your Place in the Sun. That's it. And then he had one other song that I can't remember the name of right now. But this one is Love Will Find a Way by Pablo Cruz. So the journey back to the 70s, my friends. Someone's done you wrong. You thought that your love was strong. Now you feel like such a fool for you. You're thinking, maybe if you said goodbye, you'd understand the reasons why. The love that you felt so cruel. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain and learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, cause love will find a way. We all feel a need to change. Our love we need to rearrange. Move on to something new. Yes, it's true. Your dreams feel like they're falling apart. You need to make a brand new start. But you're almost afraid to be true to yourself. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, cause love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Don't be afraid of yourself. Move on to something else. Let your love shine through again. Oh, but it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, cause love will find a way. Oh, heck yeah, it's all right. Once you get past the pain, you learn to find your love again. So keep your heart open, cause love will find a way. Oh, it's all right. Don't be afraid, cause it's all right. Pablo Cruz, love will find a way. In this situation we're in, you know, the COVID-19, love will find a way. Always, you know, whether you're in your house, outside, love, come on, people, we can do it. Love is what it's all about. Saying positive things. Stay away from the negative. I know you feel tempted to say, I do too, tempted to say negative things and reply, but the angels are out there. Everyone has an angel. You know they exist. And they're out there, and they want to see us succeed. They'll help us if we speak positive things. Now, if we speak negative things, then they won't. But if we speak positive things, we'll get their help, heavenly help. I guarantee it, my friends. Okay? So speak positive words about everything. I'll try to do the same myself, okay? Here's another one, Jimi Hendrix. Oh, Jimi Hendrix, All Along the Watchtower, one of my favorite songs. I was from back in the 70s. There must be some kind of way out of here. Set the Joker to the sea. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman, they drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it's worth. Hey! Thank you. No reason to get excited. Just be some kindness, folks. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey! The women came and went, barefoot servants too, were outside in the cold distance. A wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to howl. Hey! All along the watchtower,
yeah. Running short on time, my friend. I think only have about a minute left, so I'll just say it's been good. Another week has come by. It's come. And then I'll be talking to you again next Saturday. I hope you have an enjoyable week. Take good care of yourselves. Make sure you get plenty of sunshine and fresh air. Drink lots of water. You know we need water. Stay hydrated, in other words. Speak positive thoughts. And I'll try to do the same. And, you know, we're all one family, right?
Oh, 1 minute.
Thank you, Doug. We're one family, brothers and sisters in spirit. And we're going through some major changes here. Let's stick together. Even though you get a lot of negativity, understand that they're your fellow human beings, just like you, and for whatever reason they're doing what they do, and I'll try to remember that myself with everything. So I love you. Thank you for loving me. Take good care, and may God bless us. May Mother and Father God bless us, everyone. Amen.